it's not so much about the drawing itself, right?
Okay, so...
But how do they relate, and could you sort of try to map that out?
So when that was on the table, we had to kind of figure out how to structure the program into bits and pieces that you could look at with the right people, do the right studies, etc., etc. So the first thing is that we limited the scope, and we said, okay, we're talking about HIC, which is high impact crimes, and we look at burglary like this. And we do that in a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So that is the second neighborhood. So that's the scope. Within HIC, you can look at other fields of interest as well. we said, okay, if we look at a neighborhood and we look at burglary and we want to conduct a research like this, how does that field of participants look like? So we draw, and I have beautiful pictures about it, but I will make them here for you. So we drew a kind of a canvas, and we said, this is the private space, and this is the public space is outdoors, private spaces indoors. So we wanted to include in the research the private space as well, because we were not only dealing with cameras trying to track people, but we were also dealing with the recording of sound, and we also wanted to include the dynamics of the domotica maybe helping in these cases.
Would it be possible to have also these, like, somehow on the diagram, like you say, camera and sound, and so that we also get a feel of the, you know, what kind of technology is involved in this?
Yeah, camera, sound. I have all the pictures. You will get them. They are much more beautiful than this. Camera, sound, and domotica. Domotica.
What is that?
Domotica is everything which is in the house, which deals with automation of the house.
Okay.
Domus, house. So it can be an alarm system, can be a smoke detection system, can be anything that can help you with sensing what's going on in the house. And in this space, we said, okay, we have on one side, so this is the field where we are kind of dealing with. There is another space that popped up, which is the space that is connecting the two.
That's an interesting.
And I will write connect somehow in here.
You can also use different colors if that helps.
I will come to that.
Okay.
And why? Because if you look at what is the matter here, is that we look at ethics, we look at legal, we look at who is interested in what area, etc. And then there is an area where we are not sure whether how that is legally working, ethical working, from an ethical point of view. So we needed that space to address it as a separate field of interest for research. So you see that here we already have three fields of interest, where the computer vision is in the public space. Then, looking at the parties, we have on one side we have the local, the house owner or the people living there. Can I say people? People living here.
You can also just draw a stick figure.
You can't read
something.
This. You can't. Anyway.
We also have the voice, right? So it's fine.
Yeah. So that's on the left side. And on the right side, we have the police and the local government. government. Then we have on top.
You can also draw like a ribbon. Can you,
you
explain
can,
that?
Yeah, yeah, you can drag the canvas up if you
so
want.
That
als je de, groot, de grote knop indrukt op de pen,
yeah,
de bovenste van de twee, ja, dan kun je slepen. Dan kun je hem ook, als je meer ruimte nodig hebt.
Oké, ja. So now we are kind of drawing a canvas where we can put parties around them. So we have like research institutes, universities, research institutes like universities. And on the bottom side we have levanciers.
Suppliers.
Of technology or services. So this was kind of the first way of making compartments of whom we had to kind of get into the whole research. And on the horizontal axis is the most important, and these are, let's say, the primary stakeholders, with the most important on the left, the people living there, and then the suppliers of technology and services and research are, let's say, secondary stakeholders. And in the public space, we decided to go for a lantern and have a what we call a sensor hotel on top of it, with sensing equipment like recording of sound, recording of the tracks of people, and also have actuators.
What is that?
Actuator. As an actuator is something that you can use to do something locally. So one is collecting information, which is sensing. An actuator is you can open a door, you can play sound, you can play with light. So we decided to use light and sound as actuators. Why is that? Because we wanted to make a loop of sensing, interpretation, and measurements with actuators, and then look back at what is happening.
Would you mind drawing that loop? I think that would be...
Yeah, that is... I will show you something, because that is